It's now time for the Ned and Josh podcast.
Look, this is not my idea of a good time.
All right, strap in. Here we go.
Welcome into the Friday edition of the show. We have just cracked our gravity seltzers. You have a kiwi and guava. I, too, have a kiwi and guava. So we are just really loving life because we're over sugar and we're exploring more with the team from Gravity Seltzer Co. It is a tremendous drop. You can go and check it out for yourself.
At this point, do I even...
Oh, he's tapping the can.
Well, you left me nothing to do.
Well, you didn't. You're at that. I would say your only job, if I'm going to do all of the reading of that stuff, is to crack the can.
And it's cracked.
You already did it before we started.
Tell me, hey, save that because you'll want it for later.
Save the cracking
because,
of the can.
Because, by the way, you're in the exact same boat as me. You've already cracked yours as well.
They're just that
but because
damn
you
good.
Did it already, it left me with nothing to
we're
do.
We're going to have to record a sound effect of the can being cracked. But you know what? Whatever. We're here. We're into the Friday edition of the show. Thank you very much for joining us. Ned.
Yeah.
Look, we've been telling holiday stories all week, and I promise this is it. But there's just a lot of stuff's gone on over the last 2 weeks. I have potentially the most exciting thing that has ended up being the most unexciting thing that has happened to me in history.
I'm confused, so explain.
A thing that I always thought that if I heard this or saw this, I'd be so interested and it would be so entertaining and so, like, to be a bystander with all this going on, like, what's going on over there? And it actually happened to me while I was away and it was just the biggest non-event, whatever.
This could be literally anything.
And I am ready to tell you what it was. On the flight home from Los Angeles to Sydney, about 3/4 of the way through the flight, there is a message that just goes out over the PA.
Okay.
Our customer service representative's name was Jesse, and he did not mind the intercom, I'll say. He had had quite a lot to say during our flight.
Yeah.
And with about a quarter of it left, so maybe 4 hours to go, Jesse pipes up. Good morning, passengers. Jesse here again.
Yeah, dude, we get it. It's going to be you forever. It's always been you.
If... The crew at this point is seeking the help of a medical doctor. If there is a medical doctor on the plane, please push your call button and make yourself known to cabin crew.
Oh my God, is anyone on this plane a doctor? That's
literally
incredible.
Heard literally heard, is anyone on this plane a doctor?
Never experienced that in my life, and I've flown a bit.
I was in the toilet when this happened.
And someone's clearly dead in the toilet. And the smells that are coming from there.
I was like, whoa, that's offensive.
That's mean.
But no, I came out expecting pandemonium.
Of course.
Expecting there to just be chaos.
Like snakes on a plane. People running up and down the aisle. People frantically trying to find someone else.
Unfortunately for me, I was on an A380. And wherever this emergency was happening was not on my level of the plane.
That's fair. That's a cool line.
On a double-decker plane.
It's a very rad line to say. It wasn't on my level of the plane.
And what ended up happening was no one... Like, Jesse didn't come back on... Jesse came back on to talk about donating money to UNICEF. He came back on to talk about how the plane was going. And did not come back on to tell us what happened.
Yeah, because what do you want? Hey...
I want to know what happened.
Well, you need the entire story, though. Because if it's like, all right, John's having a heart attack in aisle 30. Like, you need the entire thing. If he just came on, he went, John didn't survive the flight. Refreshments soon. You would be like, what happened to him?
The crew are currently at this point seeking the services of an undertaker. If anybody is an undertaker on the plane, please do let us know.
If we have any priests that could perform an exorcism, please make yourself known.
I just have no idea why I thought that if this ever happened in real life, it would be like a movie.
No,
like,
I would
get all of the updates. But of course, they're going to keep this as quiet as it can be.
It's because in movies, it's happening to the person the movie's about. Yeah, you never see on a movie like, oh, that was weird. Like, the Avengers wasn't about someone who lives in New York. It was about the people that it was about.
I tell you what, that would have been one hell of a movie, though.
Just like, Jesus,
what the hell is going on?
Is that the Hulk?
Do you have anybody in your life that gives you unsolicited feedback on the podcast?
Sometimes, yeah.
My dad does.
What kind? I get about the... Well, actually, I won't say because I don't want to start. I don't want to give people something to complain about.
Yeah. You get it about what?
The length. But I get that in other factors as well. Yeah. If you're not going to make that joke, I will.
My dad gives the unsolicited advice about about the podcast.
Yeah.
And the unsolicited advice this week was very interestingly something you and I have actually spoken about. But
in a positive light?
No. This was a criticism of a thing that we've got to kick off. But it was interesting the way he phrased it.
Okay.
Dad was sort of just talking about the podcast and the things he's been enjoying or not enjoying lately. And he said to me, it would be really good if you got back into doing some more segments. So segments like the radio show used to have.
And, like games, you know,
games
and, stuff.
And all that sort of stuff. And then immediately followed that up when I went, oh, no, Ned and I were actually talking about that, about how like it's just gotten a bit too much of like just a chat. We'll get some segments back into it. He then immediately followed that up with going, well, you know, you could have like the old dad's spin on sport or like...
And because you know how much of this podcast
is
about sport.
He immediately pitched himself.
Of course he did.
As the first segment that we get, like first cab off the rank would be dad in his own segment.
He's been on more than any guest by a country mile, by the way.
Absolutely.
So like, yeah, if we got to start bringing people on, I actually have a segment that obviously is going to, it'll run out eventually.
Mm.
My mum's watching the OC at the moment. I'd love to like just check in with her.
Yeah.
Because you love the OC.
I did love the OC.
I want you to get a perspective on someone who's watching it 20 years after it was released, who is 60. But there's at least an angle
on
that.
Let's go with not the demographic and time traveling involved.
Exactly,
as well.
Yeah. Let's get as far away as we can as possible. But if we're going to bring segments back, the first one can't be your dad.
Well, no, the first one isn't going to be my dad.
Okay, good.
And the reason for that is only because he suggested himself.
Yeah.
I can't reward that kind of behavior.
If it had come naturally to you and you're like, you know what, actually, I've got a good spin for the old dad.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been fine. Yeah, I'm like that as well. I don't like when someone's like, you clearly have an agenda here.
It just makes me question any advice I get from him in the future. Like the fact that this was the... Well, you could do this, and then me. I'm like, what? What the hell are you talking about? Disgraceful.
That kind of sounded like you said you could do me. Which
this is not what this podcast is, Ned.
Well, I didn't say it.
The second I said it, I went, that was poorly phrased.
Okay, good. Okay, I thought there was something wrong with
the
me for a second.
The point is, we're not going to be getting into that kind of nepotism, all right?
Nepotism going backwards.
Yeah, no, not happening.
Sons getting jobs for fathers. You know they're adding breakdancing to the Olympics?
Are they actually?
Yep. I'm pretty sure this year is going to be the first year where breakdancing...
Nah, I'm all for that.
Me too. Because it's like the first one where I actually... It's the first time where you can bring crumping to the Olympics and someone's like, gold for this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Olympic breaking. That's what they're calling it.
Olympic breaking.
And it's coming back. Apparently, it was like in the 70s. It originated in the 70s, and now they're bringing it back or whatever. There's a guy who's America's first Olympic breakdancer. That's got to be pretty cool. It's just a shame it's in 2024. I think being new, but it being in 2024 is like, yeah, whatever.
I absolutely hope, and this is a terrible thing to wish on someone.
Mm.
I hope this, whoever is the first breakdancer, had truly, truly unsupportive parents.
Yeah, me too.
Parents saying like, it's not going to get you anywhere in life. You're never going to amount to anything. First Olympic breakdancer.
Exactly right.
Because that is the ultimate shove that when the sun doesn't shine.
I can air flare better than anyone in the world. How's
that?
You got
a gold medal in breakdancing? Yeah. What did you say? This was silly and wasn't going to amount to anything?
Exactly right. My head spin got me a bronze, so whatever. Also, add this to the last Olympics, 2020, we added skateboarding.
Yeah.
Where are we headed? We're making the Olympics the X Games.
Like, well, you know, that's...
We're doing skateboarding, we're doing breakdancing. Next, it's going to be like fidget spinning or like tech decking.
I think it'll be Rubik's Cube solving. I actually would like to see that be an Olympic sport.
That'd be very impressive.
The fact that people can do that in like 7 seconds blows my mind.
That's why I think it's a bad Olympic sport, because what other sport's over in 7 seconds?
Mm.
And like the better you are at
shooting.
Yeah, but it's not one target. It's not like, wow, he got it.
They do one target in less than 7 seconds, don't they?
Yeah, I know, but they do multiple targets in a row. Okay, like they're like, pull, go.
Imagine the advertising revenue in fidget spinning.
Yeah.
In the Rubik's Cube solving. Every 7 seconds, they can cut to commercial.
It'd have to be brought to you by TikTok.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, look, if your attention span's this short, you're gonna love our app.
Now, I like the weirder sports, for lack of a better term, getting into the Olympics. I'm very big for this because it brings it closer to more people I know could be Olympians.
Exactly. It's like now I'm like thinking back to like all, because I like one of my friends was the best break dancer in Tasmania for a while.
Well, so
like,
there you go. That's one of the Australian states.
But
and he only needs to beat the other ones, and then he's going to the Olympics.
No, he left it behind. He told me I turned 18 and I realized having a beer was more fun than spinning on your head and left you with the same sensation. Quite bad headaches.
Yeah, not the same six pack though, no, which is a bit of a disappointment.
And you don't get as many accolades when you go through a six pack of beers. No one gives you the best in Tasmania of that.
Yeah, well, I mean,
they could.
A judge might. Probably going to come as no gallivanting shock to anybody listening to this that we're both big fans of Hamish and Andy and do love the Hamish and Andy podcast.
Correct. Now,
what has happened a lot of the time throughout our radio career is we'll just happen upon something that we start doing and then Hamish and Andy do a better version of it.
Yep.
Better funded, better thought out. Kind of at roughly the same time.
Better executed.
And it's just because there's only so many things you can do.
It could be that, or that they're better at it than us.
Yeah, I agree. no, but what's happened is that one of the funny things that's going on the Hamish and Andy podcast at the moment is Mr. Ralph, and it is a contact that Cackling Jack has to get free flights. And
is he Cackling Jack still, or is he Jack Post?
No, he's just Jack.
Yeah, he's just Jack. Surely he's lost the cackling part, which is a shame.
He's a father now. I don't think you can't cackle as much when you've got a kid,
unless you're a witch.
Then you've stolen the child, and that's not good either.
And you live in a house of gingerbread, so you've got bigger problems than being named Cackling.
I would say that something that we also completely, without Mr. Ralph influence, have stumbled upon is kind of our own version of it, where...
We have our own Mr.
We do have our own Mr. Not Mr. I don't know if I want to give the guy's name. I don't think we do it, but what's happened is when we started this podcast... got a post office box.
Yeah, because some people were like, can we send you some stuff? Can we send you stuff? Obviously, we don't really want people knowing our home addresses. So we're like, where could we send them instead?
We've got a post office. We've got a PO box.
Yeah.
The post office box belonged to somebody before us.
Of course, yeah.
I, a couple of months ago, got a priority pass lounge access card for this individual.
And it's
for a bunch of airport lounges all around the world. Hence the Mr. Ralph similarity. This is, do I use this card? That was the question we had at the time.
This person's an international man of mystery.
Do we try and get, you know, bonuses off this, benefits off it?
Yeah.
Today we got another piece of mail.
Because I told you not to use that.
Yeah. And I didn't. I just went on an overseas trip and I did not use the priority pass, which would have got me into a lot of airline lounges potentially.
I'm very proud of you. Also, if you just not heeded my advice and done it anyway, I also would have been proud of you.
Yeah, would have been equally proud.
Yeah. I would have been proud either way. I'm going to be bad when I have kids.
Today's.
I'd say it raises the stakes tenfold.
It makes the whole thing now a little bit more scary because the person who had the post office box before us is the director of a legal firm. We just found that out today by seeing the mail. It was addressed to him and then his job title was underneath the address. Like
CEO and director
of this legal firm.
I think we can say his last name because it's... it's a very funny fictional character, and B, it's quite a, like, I know three people with this last name who aren't related.
Done. All right.
You say it, though.
Our Mr. Ralph is Mr. Burns.
His name is Mr. Burns. And this has been fun up until now. When I saw CEO, I'm scared now.
When I saw that, I was like, I don't want to screw with this guy's mail. I don't want to have anything to do with this anymore. Why has somebody with this kind of influence and importance and understanding of all the things left... no redirect on his post office box?
Because it's different from getting mail.
Like, I'm worried he's dead is probably the thing I'll say right now.
Me too. It's
because
certainly cause
why
way.
Would he have had absolutely no plan for where his super bitchin' lounge access card goes?
Well, maybe ordered...
Why doesn't he want that
maybe
anymore?
Maybe he thought it never got delivered to him and he ordered another one.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But he could be dead. I mean, I don't know. This Mr. Burns is a very elusive character. I'll say now I know him, he's a CEO. Less keen to mess with him.
Yeah. Absolutely. Of a legal firm, too. So,
like,
very keen to not mess with him.
But kind of.
But the lounge but access, it is very enticing.
I just kind of would have messed with the 1%. Like, if this guy's a CEO, what could we do?
Well, not much. Cause
I guess keep antagonizing him until he sues us into oblivion.
Just
but
the only thing we've gotten from this so far, and I'm worried what's coming next, because is it going to be like season passes to a box at Kudos Bank Arena or something like that? You know, what other benefits are going to come through this post office box?
We said this last time. We're becoming Brian Lefebvre. Like, if we take on this guy's identity, we will essentially become this man.
Yeah. That's what I'm worried about, because that's a crime.
Yeah.
Opening other people's mail is also a crime.
We haven't opened anyone's mail.
No, we haven't opened mail.
Yet.
Well, no, I have a card in here that was inside an envelope.
Why did you say that?
I opened.
We should go to the Canberra airport and try and get in there. Because, like, worst case scenario...
I actually think that's one of the lounges that isn't part of this whole loyalty program.
That's a shame.
It's not really, because we'd be arrested. Yeah.
I like how sometimes the law is built so we can't break
it. Saves us from ourselves. Yeah. This is potentially going to be incredibly boring, but just let me go with it for a second. I'm worried that... There's going to be something like this for everybody listening. For me, it's... potentially boring, but you can relate it to something in your life.
Mm-hmm. It's not a great start.
Something that I've been, and this is in no way paid, all right?
Yep.
No way paid. Something that I have been tragically fanatical about for maybe 15 years is that the Bic Atlantis pen is the finest low-cost writing implement you can get.
You have been a spokesperson of the Bic Atlantic for... Atlantis, of course. It can't be Atlantic. That's
not what it's called. It's
underwhelming. Atlantis is a magical place. Atlantic City is just a place you gamble. You have been a spokesperson for them as long as I've known you.
Yeah, but not paid. Not paid.
Never
not,
paid.
No, but not, I...
And not recently. What's happened?
I, unfortunately, have to be honest. I've been on... We had a long radio career. I would give them free ads all the time about the fact that I used to love the Bic Atlantis pen.
Yeah, I so love an ink joy.
Now I have to take away the praise when it's no longer deserved. Something has happened over the last couple of years to the way they produce Bic Atlantis pens, I believe.
Yeah.
And they glob ink everywhere now. Like, so I'll be writing and then I'll smudge a hole. Like, and that never used to be what they'd do.
They don't, you're saying they don't have a good... ink depository.
I'd say they're over, much like Atlantis, they've gone for an underwater city of ink that just comes out of the pen.
They've been flooded with ink.
I have, for the last 6 months, been trying to find a new pen with absolutely no success.
I love an ink joy.
I've got an ink joy right now.
But it's not that one.
It's a Paper Mate ink joy, and this...
It's like the business Paper Mate ink joy, and I love the very basic...
This is the closest I've come to having a pen enjoy. But... the problem is, if it could be shaped a little bit more like a Bic Atlantis.
So you want a Bic Atlantis.
What? This is the part where I'm hoping this goes from boring to relatable. What's the product that you've used your whole life that they just randomly change on you?
Like, I
hate that this has happened. Yeah. And I don't know why it's happened. I don't know why the Atlantis pens seem to leak a little bit of ink when you're writing now. I don't know why this goes on.
They've probably just started using, like, worse
different synthesized
materials.
Ink or something. Yeah. Do you have a product like this in your life where you just went... they've done something to this. I don't know what it is, but it changes my view on it.
I think I've found on eBay old school Atlantis pens. Do you want me to buy you some?
They're
like
show me.
2000, the 2008 ones.
Show me.
Bic Atlantis original retractable ballpoint pen.
Oh, yeah, that packaging is incredibly different.
That's what I mean. I think it's like an... But we're on eBay, by the way.
Yes, buy them.
Oh, well, you
buy them.
No, now I've shown them. You can buy them.
No. You buy them because you have the eBay account. I'll give you the money and let's get to the bottom of this.
You give me the money and then I'll buy it.
Great way to do that.
I'm happy for that to be
that way around.
Yeah. It did seem like that was a scam, but then you've given up too quickly.
If anybody knows what I'm talking about right now, please get in contact with us on the Pod Pals. Otherwise, this is the most bizarrely boring bit of podcast that's ever existed.
The toothpaste I used to use, they just changed it. And essentially, if the toothpaste tastes sweet to me, I hate it.
Yeah, because it gets in your head.
It gets in my head.
You know there's not sugar in it, but you're like, it.
But there probably
is. Too nice.
Exactly. And it tastes too much like mint. Yeah. So like, I went for like a specific whitening, teeth stripping thing that essentially tastes like you're inhaling whatever they put in Fisherman's Friends.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like... feels like you're getting taste of Antarctica in your mouth. It's like if you drink too cold of a water, you feel like your throat has been frozen over. That's what I like. One day, change the packaging, change the formula. I went to Colgate. Well, I don't know if I should have said that. Went to Colgate and it was like, explain yourself. And they were like, and when I said explain myself, I just went to check if they'd explained why.
No, and I don't actually want you to explain the explain yourself part. I want you to explain the I went to Colgate part.
So
like
head
office or the phone or the website? Or
the website.
Yeah.
And when I say I went to them, I just like looked vaguely on the homepage and they said nothing about it. So I was like,
to El Dorado, that is the Colgate head office.
I have been injusticed. But I get exactly what you mean for no reason. They were just like, let's make this worse.
Just use injustice as a verb.
Probably.
Yeah.
Who knows? I'm buying these pens if you forget about
Please do.
We have Michael here with us in the studio. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm good, boys. How are we?
Oh, well, thank you, my friend.
Well. Now, Michael, I don't know if you caught this the other day, but on one of the podcasts a while ago, we did a Spottle, which is a brand new version of Wordle, which I think we're all pretty done with. But Spottle, to me, is like actually quite fun. It's where you're guessing artists or bands that are quite popular.
Yeah. You are very, very knowledgeable about music trivia.
I guess, yeah. You can say that.
Yeah,
I actually think Michael will be a huge help for you.
Yeah, if you listen to the podcast from 2 days ago, we couldn't guess The Weeknd, which was
pretty upsetting.
Pretty devastating.
He's the second most listened to person on Spotify.
Very disappointing.
Should have been easy to get.
Very disappointing.
We guessed a Canadian named Drake. When it wasn't that, it should have been The Weeknd. Anyway, we've done it already today, but what we're going to do is I've made a custom one. So you would know. I already know the answer. Just because I'm trying to keep it like some of them are somewhat obscure. And I want to make sure this is gettable. That's why we've brought Michael in today. You guys are going to be on a team and I...
Oh, this is better.
Maybe we'll try and
better
lead the witness.
This is much better for me.
I might try and lead the witness. I might try and help where I can. But why don't you guys take it away? I've sent it to you.
Okay, so I'll open it up.
It starts with guessing a band, a musician, anyone.
So it can be a solo artist or a band.
Yep, and it'll tell you if you were right.
Okay.
It tells you things like their gender, how many people are in the band.
Michael, do you want to guess first?
What genre they do?
Let's just go with a Justin Bieber first.
Okay. Justin Bieber. Okay, let's have a go. That
and now if it's yellow that means it's close.
Ooh.
If it's green that means it's spot on. If it's gray it means it's nowhere near.
So the things we've got that are spot on, it's a male. Okay. The genre is pop and the group size is one,
so it's a single male pop star.
Okay. Debuted later than 2009 and the listener rank is higher than 13 and they're not Canadian.
Okay.
They're not Canadian.
Because I was about to say, is it The Weeknd again?
I've just put in The Weeknd again. No, okay. Does it say grey for America?
No, it just says nationality grey.
Yeah, so that,
Canada.
So that means it's not even close to Canada. If it was yellow. So when we did it before, it said America, but it was yellow. That means it's close to America.
I think I know who this is.
Take it away.
Already.
Debut album. Yeah, no, I was... I related to where I was living when I first heard of this individual.
Who is it?
I believe it's Ed Sheeran.
Go for gold.
Okay, I'm going to type that in.
This is a second guess.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct.
Damn it!
That was...
No!
Yeah. Well done.
I've maintained composure so hard then.
And do you know who didn't help? Michael,
what the hell?
I would say I barely got an opportunity to help.
I honestly didn't think it was going to be done in this first two, to be honest.
Actually, you know how I helped? Yeah. By getting you 3/5 of the way
you
there
actually
with
did.
The first guess.
That was like a great first word in Wordle. You did spectacularly.
That sucks.
No, you suck.
I know. I should have done Corey Taylor from Slipknot or something.
All right, thank you very much for listening to another edition of the Ned and Josh podcast. We really appreciate it. If you could go and rate the show 5 stars on whatever podcast platform you listen to, I know this is a bit of a shill for just us, but it actually really does help.
Yes,
so that
it
would be
massively
lovely.
Helps
it
us
massively
out.
Helps. We really appreciate it.
If you hear anyone in your day-to-day life be like, ugh, I'm over my podcast, suggest ours.
Yep. I don't know why my voice went so high then. Maybe because I don't think that's a great idea.
You're a liar. That's what my auntie always used to say. She was like, oh, when your voice breaks, you're lying. I'm like, I'm literally going through puberty. My body and voice is changing.
Filthy liar.
I'm not. I am lying about a lot of things, like what I was doing in the bathroom for the last 40 minutes, but it's my body's changing.
Have a great weekend.
See you guys. What an admission to end on.
Weird.
Well, that was the Ned and Josh podcast. Make sure to find the boys on socials. Just search at Ned and Josh.